Good evening, everyone. This is Bill Crozier calling the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting to order. This is Monday, August 6, 2012. It's 7:36 p.m. Central Time, 8:36 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:36 p.m. Pacific Time. And Mr. Secretary Campbell, can you call the roll for us, please?
Surely. Teresa Allen. Don't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bidiaco.
Present.
Okay. Lydia Brasson. Don't hear you, Lydia. Arlene Engelhardt.
Present.
Okay. Campbell Johnson's present. Afia Nwangaza. Don't hear you, Afia. Summer Reese.
Present.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg. Tracy, don't hear you. LaVarn Williams.
Present.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six. I count six, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. It's a small committee, so it doesn't take as many for quorum. I appreciate that. Okay, I sent out a draft agenda, just a few minutes before the meeting started. Sorry, it was kind of late. And so let me just read that for everybody who didn't get it and for the stream. Call to order. That was number one. Number two, call roll, which we just did. Number three, approve agenda, which we're on now. Number four, correct and approve May 16th and July 2nd, 2012 committee minutes. Number five, next meeting for coordinating committee, pick date, September 14th, 18th, or 19th, question mark. Number six, agenda for upcoming teleconference PNB meetings, August 6th and 16th. And as part of that, 6A, strategic planning, development, and promotion. And 6B, remember we need plenty of time for budgets in September. Seven, next regular in-person PNB meeting, when? Number eight, new business. Nine, review action items. 10, adjourn. Any changes to the proposed agenda?
No, this is Summer. I just have a point of information.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the minutes that Campbell sent out this morning. So.
Oh.
Okay.
I'd appreciate if both sets of minutes, if somebody could just resend them, that would be awesome. But.
Okay.
Or could you find them?
I didn't. I looked for today. But anyway, we can approve the agenda. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sidetrack us.
Okay.
For minutes approval, were the minutes from the June 4th meeting? I couldn't find those. If you have them, if you could send them out, too, that would be
okay.
Great.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah, both sets would be great. Thank you.
Well, that would be a third set. I have May 16th.
Well, the May minutes, that was before I got in the chair, I think.
I think I got it from you.
That was on you, Bill.
Well, I found it. You had sent it.
Oh, I'd sent May minutes?
May 16th,
Okay.
You sent it on May 24th.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, sorry about that. I'll get the...
But I couldn't find June 4th minutes. Maybe somebody else took them and I didn't.
I'll check on those and send them out. But you got everyone except for Summer got the July 2nd.
I found them, Campbell. I found your July 2nd. They were hiding. I got them. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Okay. So now we're just working on June 4th. And I'll have to resend those.
Okay. So is there anything else for the agenda, though? Anyone? Hearing none, I guess we can approve the agenda as read. There's no objections?
Without objection.
I don't hear any. Okay. Thank you. So,
if you would indicate that Afia is present, please.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Afia. All right.
Hi.
So the next item is the minutes approval. So we have May 16th, July 2nd, and we're not sure about June 4th.
Well, I'll resend.
Okay. Has everybody had a chance to review the May 16th minutes? They were sent out by Campbell on May 24th, and we postponed them at least once.
This is Nia, Bill?
Yeah, Nia?
I move to approve the minutes of May 16th and July 2nd.
Okay. Any discussion? Any corrections? Let me write that. It's May 16th and July 2nd. Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing none, then those are approved. And if you can find the June 4th minutes, you know, I was thinking maybe somebody else did them that day. I didn't go back and look at my notes, but if you can find them, Campbell, that would be great. Or if somebody else remembers who did them for that meeting, let us know.
Okay. If I can locate them, I'll send them out.
Okay. Now, the next meeting for the coordinating committee, I wish everybody was here, but we need to schedule that. And, you know, I guess we're trying to avoid the dates when our technical staff will be traveling covering the conventions because it's a problem streaming and archiving then. So I'd suggested September 14th, 18th, or 19th. Those dates are free on the meetings calendar. Anybody have any problems with any of those days, and we can pick the one with the fewest problems?
Please, would you say that again?
Okay, this is for September. September 14th, which is a Friday, 18th, which is a Tuesday, or 19th, which is a Wednesday.
Point of information?
Yes, Summer?
Why are we bouncing all over the place for meeting dates? What's dislodging our having a regular day at a certain day of the month?
Because the last part of August and first part of September are not available because for streaming and archiving, because two of our technical staff will be covering the Republican and Democratic conventions.
And Labor Day in September.
Okay. So what are the dates?
Labor Day would be our normal day.
What are the available dates again?
September 14th, 18th, and 19th. One disadvantage is that's after our first P&B meeting in September, which is scheduled for the 13th.
Yeah, got you. Okay. 14th, 17th, and 18th, you said?
14th, 18th, and 19th.
And our P&B meeting is going to be, what, the 6th and the
20th? The 13th and the 27th of September.
I have a point of information.
Yeah, Nia?
The strategic recovery. Are they doing anything? Can we find out from who's convening that? Maybe we could meet on that date? Because I agree with Summer. We should be meeting before the PNB meeting, not after.
Those aren't streamed or archived, so that wouldn't help if we moved to that date. But they'd still...
I can't hear you, Bill.
The 10th is still not available. It's not a problem for FRAT because those meetings are in executive session. They're not streamed or archived.
Yeah, but a number of us are on those calls.
But strategic recovery and FRAT are the same thing?
Yes. It's just listed that way on the calendar.
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Are we streaming? This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yep.
Hi, Lydia.
Are we streaming?
Otis is taking care of us tonight. He's
No.
Skip his regular show. His co-host is doing it for us, so he can.
No, but I'm saying, have we taken attendance? I'm just saying I'm
yes.
Here.
Yes, we have.
Okay, thank you.
So maybe we shouldn't.
And I've got you down as present now, Lydia.
Thank you.
So it looks like the blackout dates go through September 10th.
Okay.
Yes.
So maybe we shouldn't meet for September because there's no one to stream. What are we really meeting?
That's true.
Do we really need to meet?
Well, if we're going to be planning any agendas or anything like that, I mean, if you want to leave it up the chair and me, we could do that, I guess. But
we could do that. Bill, I think it kind of depends on, this is my suggestion. If we end up, if at the end of tonight's agenda, we end up planning for an in-person meeting in the fall, that would change the dynamics of whether the coordinating committee needs to meet. But if we're just doing telephone conferences, then I think we could live without the meeting in September. So maybe we
that's
should.
Right.
You know, I mean,
do you want to postpone this decision until we decide about
yeah.
an in-person meeting?
I think so, because it's just two phone conferences in September. We can handle the agendas. If we're having an in-person meeting in October or November, that's an entirely different dynamic, in which case the coordinating committee would need to meet in September, I think. And in that case, it really wouldn't matter that it's off-cycle for a phone meeting. We could meet on the 18th or the 19th, and, you know, there's always another meeting competing, so we'd have to think about that. But I would suggest that we tackle this when we get to the portion of the agenda that decides whether or not we're having another in-person meeting this year. That would be my suggestion.
Okay.
Tracy? Thought I heard her.
Point of
okay,
information.
Well, is there any objections to
Mr.
deferring
Chair.
This? Campbell?
Yeah, I thought I heard Tracy as well. Tracy, are you with us on the call? Okay. But we do have Lydia and we do have Afia. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Tracy, we're back. Okay, well. Was that Afia?
I heard Tracy, too. Maybe she got dropped off, but I heard her voice.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I'm just letting you know that I'm on the call.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so are there any objections to postponing this to later in the meeting tonight, the decision about when the next coordinating committee meeting will be, till after we just discuss the possibility or date for a next regular in-person meeting?
Without objection.
Okay, hearing none, then we'll postpone that. Remind me, everyone, after we discuss that. So the next item on the agenda is number 6. For those of you who came in late, I emailed the agenda out before the meeting. Sorry, I was late. So coming up now is agenda for the upcoming teleconference PNB meetings. We have one scheduled for this Thursday and then also Thursday of next week, the 9th and 16th. And as maybe part of this discussion, Campbell wanted to talk about strategic planning. We have that plus development and promotion on the agenda for the in-person meeting that we didn't really get to that, and except for one presentation on development. And we also need to be thinking about time for budgets in September.
This is Lydia.
Teresa here.
Okay. Hi, Teresa. Okay, Lydia?
Yes, and we announced that this is when we are going to announce our proposed bylaws amendments to be noticed on the 1st at the Berkeley meeting. And we should, in my opinion, have our attorney on the call to make sure that these are, to give us an opinion as to whether there are membership votes needed and so forth.
Our attorney is out of town. He's traveling tonight. He'll be back in the office tomorrow.
Oh, no, but this is for the 16th.
Oh.
Okay, so we'll need him there for the open session, or at least part of it. Is that what you're saying,
yes.
Lydia?
Yes, because okay. Besides, you know, the email, the membership needs to know why we don't make certain bylaws amendments as some of them would like to, especially with these cuts. I know those of you that read the KPFK letter asked about boards and the board size and the board meetings, et cetera, and some of the changes, we know what those, how difficult it is to get a bylaws amendment change, but also why we don't move forward if we don't. But we do need that opinion on a couple of these.
Point
okay,
of information?
Excuse me, it might help, Lydia, if you could just write up a little one- or two-sentence note so Andy will know what to be thinking about, what questions
sure.
you want answered. Okay.
Right. It will be actually, it's going to be, you and I should talk, because it will be on yours,
yeah.
your amendment.
Okay. Right.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, there may be others. I don't know what else people are going to propose. Okay, Teresa?
Well, actually, what I have is not a point of information, so is there a stack?
You're next.
I just want to know, okay, if we have bylaws amendments, are we sure we want to pay the attorney to sit through, are we talking about the open meeting? Do we want him to sit through the open meeting or submit? Because, Lydia, are you asking him to make a decision on the fly about bylaws
amendments that might be proposed right then?
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, anybody who's proposing them can send them to the attorney in advance. But the point was is that some of these, because of the financial things that we've been discussing and the impact that it's having on staff, we have been asked, why don't you change the bylaws? You know, and some of the a couple of the amendments that Bill has proposed, for example, at least one in particular, may require a membership vote, which would have a cost involved, obviously, if it requires a membership vote. And so, yes, we can ask his opinion in email, but that's something that should also be explained to the listeners briefly. We could put these bylaws at the beginning. We're not going to just, this is just a noticing, but we don't want to notice something that is not appropriate. And we need to start making ourselves more transparent in terms of communicating that. Well, I mean, we can do it, but it doesn't carry the weight and the credibility with the listeners and the LSBs and so forth. So,
but I'm just wondering if maybe I'm just wondering if
he has
if maybe would.
Well, go ahead, Teresa.
I'm just wondering if it may be more appropriate to give if we want his opinion to give it to give him the amendments in advance. And if he wants to say something, he could say something in writing briefly, because if we're expecting to pay him, I don't know how much an hour, whatever an hour he is paid to be on the call, just to say something on the fly, like he just gets the amendment then. I mean, if we really want him to weigh in on the amendment, we should send them to him in advance, all of them, and say, this is what's there, and if you think you need to say something about this to the membership, you might want to just write a couple sentences and submit that. I don't know the difference in the price, but I think that, you know, paying him, you know, $2.50 an hour or whatever it is, especially if you do, if it's just last minute, he sees it at the last minute, I don't think that's good use of the money.
Let me just make a suggestion. If Lydia or anybody else has any concerns about any of the bylaw amendments, or if you're proposing any others, you know, send them to all of us, and maybe I'll get with Summer and we'll try to consolidate the questions, and then we'll figure out if we need to try to get a written opinion in advance, or if it'd be less expensive or simpler to have him just be on the call to answer questions. I don't know if there'll be additional questions or not, but we kind of need to see what the questions are first.
You see, is that
I think I know what Lydia's question is, but
yeah, and that's missing my point. But you, if I can get back on the stack,
okay, Afia.
Yes, I think you know that the course of argument tends to run along the penny wise and pound foolish line that frequently appears in these discussions. There are some situations where I would agree with Teresa that it doesn't make sense to have the attorney sitting in the meeting. This, however, is not one. There needs to be adequate opportunity for full discussion. There needs to be consultation regarding California law, as well as the existing bylaws and the proposed bylaws. This is one of the instances where the attorney needs to be present, and the money spent is in fact best spent. So I would, while it may be possible for people to submit questions and him to respond to them beforehand, that should just be at most preliminarily. There needs to be an opportunity for full discussion, and as Lydia pointed out, for the listeners to hear the rationale and the basis for the recommendations that he makes.
Summer,
okay, who was that?
Summer,
okay. So you're after Lydia. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, well, one of the things that we've requested in the past, and we keep requesting, is his bills. I mean, we don't know if he's charging. He may not even be charging for some of these inquiries. I mean, I know the work on the cases, that would be obvious, but we don't know. And so let's not, you know, jump to conclusions. But again, my point is not just getting like a written opinion, which I think is important, and I absolutely believe we should send him the questions in advance. No objection there. My point is reporting openly on the open meeting that we are having. We are, we keep doing these things through email or in executive session or whatever. It is very important for our membership and our other boards and our staff to understand why we don't reduce the size of the boards, for example, or why we can't do it this year, for example, if in fact we can't, and maybe we can. So it's not whether we can or not. We obviously can't. The point is it going to incur some cost having to do with sending out a membership ballot and what that entails? There are questions such as, does that mean you can enclose, which we might need even for next year if we want to do it next year, can we enclose it in the same envelope as you do for a separate election, which is for the LSBs? That may not be permitted. I don't know. Let's ask, but let's let everyone know what the answer is.
Okay, thank you. Summer?
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
I think, you know, in all things, I will point out that our previous counsel attended every open session, every closed session, every minute of every meeting without ever asking if that was...
We lost
Hello?
You, Summer. Summer?
This
okay.
is Teresa.
Well,
I can hear you.
Okay. Does anybody else want to be on the stack? I don't want to drag out the whole meeting just on this one thing, but...
Teresa had a point of information. Go ahead.
So I'm asking, is there an understanding that one person will forward these bylaws amendments to our attorney so he knows what they are? Part of the meeting?
Well, that's if when you want to put me back on.
I think we're trying to figure out the procedure right now.
Okay.
So can I respond?
And my other question is there an understanding that this is going to be first thing on the agenda? Just wanted to know. Thank you.
Good question. I don't know yet. Nia, you had a point of information also?
Yeah. It's a valuable discussion, but I'm just trying to figure out where are we on the agenda now? Where does this fit in?
We're on number 6, agenda for upcoming teleconference PMB meetings, which kind of include a lot of the stuff. But I guess it sounds like we're trying to decide, do we need Andy Gold there for all or part of the meeting, hopefully just part? Do we need a written opinion in advance? Sounds like probably not if we're going to have him there to answer questions verbally. But I'm not sure. I guess we'll let Summer finish what she was trying to say.
Thank you. So what I was going to say is we've already significantly reduced the amount of billable hours from attorneys just being on open session calls, which I do not think is necessary. However, I think something like bylaws amendments, obviously we would like to have our counsel's opinion. I think it would be helpful to for people's proposed language of amendments to him like tomorrow, 2 days in the meeting. I don't think it's a good use of attorney time to just hit him with a question on the fly on the meeting and expect an informed response. But I think it would be reasonable to forward the questions to him in advance, ask him to, you know, and to be on the call for that portion of the open agenda that will deal with that so that members have their questions asked. So where we're fitting this into the agenda and how that plays out this Thursday evening is a different issue. But I think in terms of getting a legal opinion, both make sense. We just keep it limited to what we need the opinion on, which is... I think we should submit them in writing first and then have them on the call for that portion of discussion. And that's what I'd like to arrange. So, if we can get consensus as to when we're discussing this.
Arlene to the stack.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Summer. Arlene?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our attorney bills us for the time that he spends, and he does bill us for that. I just received our July bill, which is for 55.4 hours, and that's $11,000. We currently owe him $40,000. He does not bill us if he's on, so to speak, standby, and we're going to call him and ask him to come on at a certain time. He only bills us for the time that he spends during a meeting. That's what he has told me, and that would appear to be the case from his bills.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, maybe Summer and I, can we work out something on the agenda so that he won't have to be there waiting and listening for a long time and we can get our questions
usually
to him?
Usually I text him or give him a call on the side to let him know we need him, and that's how he comes on.
Yeah, and I think we need to decide in this meeting whether how much time we're spending in open session, how much time in closed, and try to be realistic so that if spend an hour discussing bylaws amendments, we spend and have him on for that portion. So I think, you know, we should finish hacking that out here tonight. If that's what we're doing this Thursday, then we need to know that.
Okay, well, let me ask Lydia a question, or anybody. The date we had decided to get them all posted was the 16th. Was that right, Lydia, for your motion?
That sounds right.
Well, did you want this issue, these questions brought up at the meeting this week, though? Because we have a meeting this week and next week. Or does it matter?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Oh, okay, okay. What we announced was the 16th. On the 16th, we would announce the notice date, and then the ED, whoever posts these things, would have it between then and the 1st to get it on all the websites, et cetera.
Okay, I guess my question is, it's more like if his comment,
it's the 16th.
Anything might need to be reworded or revised, an amendment, should we bring it up earlier than that? I don't know, but maybe it's just a yes-no question.
Okay. The actual notice date, when you post your corrected words, is on the 1st. So whatever we're going to correct, you know, we need to do ahead of time. But the 16th is not a time required date. Okay, the 1st is.
Yeah, for the
bylaws. So the meeting of the 16th, if we find an error the next day, that can still be done, as long as whatever you post publicly by the 1st is correct, or the 2nd. I don't have the timeline in front of me, whatever that is. Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like either the 16th, the 9th or the 16th would be okay to have this discussion with Andy.
Yes.
Is that right?
Because that is the night because we announced it.
Right, but okay. Do we need him here on the 9th? That's the question. Or do we need him here on the 16th, or both? I'm trying to avoid having to have him on both dates. But maybe we'll need him here anyway.
The 16th. For the bylaws, it's the 16th. Only for that little period of time, tiny little period of time, for his opinion. Okay? 16th.
Okay. So point of information, Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa?
So are we saying that we're not putting the bylaws on until the meeting next week, and therefore that's the date that we need to have Andy on the call?
Andy on the call on August the 16th, 1-6. And so prior to that, we can send him a written query for sure. And then on the 16th, he can comment to the public on audio. And then on the 1st or 2nd, whatever the timeline says, whatever we decide, it's up to the 6 directors crafting the bylaws. We'll have it posted in time and allow enough time to have it posted on the website. That clear? So
okay.
August 16th, we need him. That's it.
Okay. Do we have that settled now, I hope? And I hope when we get to the 16th, this can be quick, because we don't need to debate the bylaws. We just need to get any legal questions answered. Right. Okay.
Why don't we try to have them in by the end of the week electronically to myself and to Bill so that we can send them over to Andy so he has a few days to look at these things. Does that seem reasonable? The end of this week?
Just
we don't need all of them. We only need the ones. That's why I'm saying Bill and I can discuss them, or we could put something out if anybody has any questionable bylaws.
Okay, but I'm saying
that might require membership.
That Friday is the deadline for anything that anybody wants him to review for the meeting next week.
Somebody has to be freaking out. You're freaking out.
Not everything has to be reviewed. Why take up his time? He does not have to review if we want to eliminate the technology committee as a standing committee.
But I'm saying it does need to be reviewed, just like is Friday okay as a deadline for everyone?
I don't know. I don't have any. They're bills. Mine aren't of that ilk.
Okay.
Yeah, just to clarify, if anybody's wondering and listening on the stream, and there's nothing secret about it. The bylaws amendments that I think she's talking about are, I had one that would reduce the size of our LSBs and another one that would reduce the size of the PNB. And so the issue Lydia had was whether this had to go to the membership for a vote, which I don't think so, but, you know, I guess it's better to get a legal opinion to make sure.
Right. I'm confident the LSB does, because I'm 99% positive the LSB one would require a membership vote. I am less sure about the PMB. I don't think it would, but.
Okay, well, we don't need to debate them now. So, okay, this what Summer suggested, is that agreeable to everybody? Let's just ask everybody to send any legal questions you have to, I'd rather just send it to all of us on at least the coordinating committee by this Friday. And then we'll consolidate them and send them to Andy and then let him know we will probably discuss this on August 16th, or we'll discuss it on August 16th.
Yeah, but we should talk first so we know what the objection is.
You and I can talk before then. Right. Okay. So any objections to Summer's proposal then? Kind of sounded like a motion, but I'll just call it a proposal, okay? All right. A procedure. Okay, so everybody will send proposed questions to Summer and me by this Friday, or preferably to all the coordinating committee. And Lydia Watt and I will talk before then about the one she has concerns about. Okay, now back to the other things for the agenda for this Thursday and the next Thursday. Campbell wanted to talk about strategic planning sometime. I don't know if that's going to be a separate meeting, a special meeting, or what. Do you have something specific in mind, Campbell?
Well, just that we would entertain doing it, number one. And for most, there are several kinds of ways in which people undertake this, but I think that the most fundamental thing that you need to do to initiate the process is to get people to weigh in on the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that they see in their particular markets. I think that would be important to look at it, you know, in a market kind of view, so that when we come up with a Pacifica-wide strategic plan, it will be something that will engage and will have, recognize the individual differences in the markets. So what I'm suggesting at this point would be just to send out something to ask our directors to engage this subject matter and to, you know, look at strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats without, any particular paradigm. I know that Summer had mentioned that she was going to be doing something on the agenda pertaining to the strategic plan in regard to our in-person meeting, and I don't think that I somehow, if that happened, it got past me.
We didn't get to that.
Huh?
Yeah, we did not get to that. It was on the agenda for Monday.
That's what I thought, that we didn't get to it. Okay. I don't know if there's a particular paradigm for strategic planning that is envisioned or if that's still kind of an open subject. So I, didn't want to, propose something if we had something already, a paradigm that either Summer or Arlene or, you know, someone had in mind in so far as how to pursue this. But I know that for virtually any of the ones that I've seen that, you know, are I find to be useful, they require you to look at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats as a first, you know, kind of, well, it's a second step, really. Your first step is to review and affirm your mission and vision for the organization, and then you go into this other. But, you know, I think that what we can do is, you know, unless somebody has a particular paradigm that they'd like to pursue on it, that we can proceed to get this information, and then maybe in the process of getting this information, this will tweak out someone who's got some particular process that they like, you know, very strongly, then we could look at engaging that. But it, you know, it's something that we've talked about a lot in Pacifica, but really it hasn't come to the fore. So right at this point, now on August the 6th, what I'm saying is I'm inquiring about whether someone has a paradigm for strategic planning that they would like to have the Pacifica to go forward on or not. Let me just put that as one simple question.
Arlene to the stack.
Hey, Arlene.
Yeah. You know, I've worked with some before. I don't have one that I particularly like, but I agree with Campbell on his first and second steps. And, in fact, I had as part of my hopes to address the issue of mission and vision at the meeting in July. I think that in terms of the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, we should not only send that out to board members and LSB members, but I think that should also go out to at least our general managers and probably to our program directors and ask them for input in these areas.
Sure, sure. I agree.
But, I agree totally with you, Campbell, on pushing for this. It's something that's been needed at Pacifica for a long time.
Okay. So I think we've got at least our first steps in, and I totally agree that we want to include the LSBs, the GM, you know, and so far as getting their inputs on this as well. I think that would be, you know, would be terrific.
Let me interrupt you real quickly because we're kind of discussing agenda. So I'm trying to figure out, do we want to put this on the agenda for one of these next two meetings, or do we just maybe set up a little task force? And I'll be glad to work on it, too. I'm very interested in this, too, and I've done strategic planning, and I know you have also.
Yeah, let's...
And what we've done is exactly what you said, you know
let's not put it up for the night.
And do SWOT analysis.
Yeah. Maybe we can pencil it in for the 16th, but I think that would be maybe a little bit ambitious considering, you know, that we want to really get a broad array of inputs on these initial things. But at least I think that, you know, you got to start somewhere. And you know, I think that this is something that can give us a start. And if someone has a particular paradigm that they'd like to, you know, put forward, great. We can do that and we can, you know, have a dialogue on that and then, you know, move forward. But I think it's pretty much agreed that, you know, we need to, that anyone who's involved in the process should be engaged in reviewing mission, vision, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And, you know, as
okay,
far
well,
as the
yeah, we already mentioned that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So this I think we're consistent with. And I'll put together a piece and send it to the committee in this regard, okay? And then we can move forward from there.
For the stack.
And let's just... Well, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this right now because it can take a lot of time for strategic planning.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
mostly
I don't
need.
Want to spend
just,
a lot of
we
time
need to
on it either.
People.
Well, this
we
is Lydia.
Maybe, okay, hold on a second. Maybe at least one person from each station who might be willing to work on the process and work on this. It's going to take some time.
Right.
But you can mention that on the 16th or by email or... whatever. Yeah, Lydia?
I object to a task force. That's where things tend to go to die here. I think that, you know, we're at such a critical point. I think we should just schedule the different pieces. I think the easy one to do, because I do agree with Campbell that it needs to be addressed, but we could do it piecemeal. It needs to be addressed by the LSC. So to give them time, let's just break this up. Let's just do vision and mission on the 16th. And then at the next meeting, do our strengths and weaknesses, and then do, you know, the opportunities. And what was the last one?
Threats.
Threats, right. That's why I left it off. you know, and within the context of what we're planning, that is exactly what you need to do. Is that's what's been missing, is that once we have identified these, then we can plug in the numbers and how much we want to devote to each, and then that helps create our budget.
This is Nia, Bill.
Okay, Nia?
What about me, Teresa?
Oh, I'm sorry, Teresa. Well, let's get Nia. I'll put you after Nia. Is that okay, Teresa?
All right.
Okay, this can you put me on the stack, please?
Okay.
I do think
in
was that
order...
LeBron? Okay.
Yeah, I do think in order not to give them short shrift, that we should break them up into different pieces, the most important piece going first. Vision, I don't remember all the moving parts, Campbell. But
mission, vision, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The first two kind of go together. And, you know, at WPFW, in fact, we have done some work on that in one of our retreats. And so we have some, you know, contribution in that regard.
So maybe they don't have – it doesn't sound like they have to go in the order in which you have them for a discussion. It will be a little bit more orderly because that's how you've put them out. But in terms of priorities, maybe our strengths and our weaknesses should be first. But to sort of break them up.
Okay.
The other things that I would like to mention for the agenda for the 9th, the CFO job description, the ED and CFO job descriptions, those are passed by the committee, so we need some time for that on the agenda for the 9th. I don't know if we were going to get to that or what the story was going to be.
Okay, so you want that on the August 9th?
Yeah.
Okay, agenda. All right.
Right, because
let me just remind everybody, we have a bunch of leftover stuff, both open and closed session, from the in-person meeting. We are the only committee reports we got to were governance and personnel. We didn't get any of the others or any of the other motions. We didn't get to the ED report or the chair's report or any of the things following the committee reports. And
for
there are several things in executive sessions. We didn't get to that either. Beg your pardon?
For elections.
Elections, I can't remember what we did with elections. Did we refer it back to committee or something? I can't remember what we did.
No, we didn't finish.
So we didn't finish that. Okay. Okay, well, I had a few things to say, but I'll let Teresa and LeBron talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I guess I would like to ask Campbell and maybe Lydia or anyone who has done strategic planning. First of all, I always hear, I'll admit, I've never been in a strategic planning meeting that I think that was effective and worked. The only strategic planning meetings that I can ever remember being in were Pacifica strategic planning. And we always got halfway and then, like, stopped. And one question I've always had about strategic planning was, do you hold this in public sessions? Because when you're talking about strengths and weaknesses and threats, do you say this in public meeting? Well, I think NPR is a threat to us, or whatever. Or I think the Libertarian Party is a threat to us. Do you say this in public meeting? And because I always hear about strategic planning at retreats, where everybody can be just really open. And so I wonder about this. And when I think about doing strategic planning on an open PNB meeting, to me, it just doesn't seem like it's right. Because I don't know how you can be strategic without a certain amount of confidentiality, because where's the strategy if everybody knows what you're if everybody in the world knows what your strategy is. And so my thought would be, how is the frat doing, and could we designate strategic planning in lieu of frat meetings, or in addition to frat meetings, or on Mondays, or something like that? Just questions, just food for thought, because I want it to succeed, and I have never seen it succeed. So I'd love to hear somebody propose something that an explanation of how it can work. Thank you.
Okay, LaVorne? Did you want to talk about this, LaVorne? I think you may be muted. We can't hear you. Well, while we're waiting for LaVorne to come back, I'll just say I sort of agree with Teresa. I just don't think this would work on a teleconference call with 20 to 24 people on the call. I think it either needs to be done in person, or we need to have smaller groups. And having a separate meeting for people that just are really interested in it might work. I think most of it should be open. I guess we'd have to think about maybe the threats part. I think that might be open too. I'm not sure, but we at KPFT we went through this. I helped coordinate it and set it up about 5 years ago. We had about 10 or 12 meetings lasting 2 hours each, and we still didn't finish. So we got a preliminary plan, but it's not finished yet still, and it's been on hold sort of all that time. So it does take time, but I think it's very important, and I don't think it's feasible to try to put it in one of our regular meetings. We wouldn't get anything else done, and we'd be frustrated because we wouldn't get far enough along on the strategic planning process, even in two full P&B meetings, teleconference meetings. That's my opinion. But I think it's important. I think we need to figure out how to make it work. And we can discuss that separately.
Mr. Chair, Campbell for the stack.
Yes, okay, Summer, then Campbell.
Summer was first.
Thank you. Thank you, Campbell. Thank you, Bill. I think we're kind of all over the place here. Always every meeting, in person or not, there's just a bevy of stuff we didn't get to. We didn't even get through the Finance Committee report. So I think that for this next meeting, it should just chop through as many of the things that are on the agenda that did not get completed. I do tend to agree that, because we spent an hour and a half on development, I think, on the Saturday portion, and then the 2 hours. We spent close to the 4 hours we had discussed, and we have barely scratched the surface of this subject. So I think separate development strategic planning meeting, the development committee maybe should schedule this. It should be a special meeting, just that I agree. I think we should get through the committee stuff, the unfinished business. We should decide how much time needs to be spent in closed versus open at this meeting. And we're having the one on the 16th because of the bylaws, correct? So are we going to spend the entire meeting on the 16th and the bylaws, or do we want to get some other stuff knocked out of the way there too? I think maybe if we could sort of just get the broad blocking, as it were, in place so we could make some decisions here as, this week we're going to do this and this, and then next week are we doing anything besides bylaws, and then just try to put this stuff in place, okay? And I think the strategic planning, we should figure out a special date just for that, for development. Those are my thoughts right now. I'm open to suggestion, but I think we need to.
Okay, that kind of sounded like a proposal, but let's let Campbell go.
No,
I come back to you there.
I'll go with other people's ideas before I concretize it into a proposal. Thank you.
Okay, Campbell, we need to kind of wrap this up because there's other stuff on the agenda
for
tonight.
I agree.
We need to figure out the rest of the agenda for the next two meetings.
Yeah.
Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Teresa, I certainly appreciate and understand your engagement. I think that. Couple of things that would be important in regard to this. There are some aspects that I think people would feel more comfortable engaging in a closed session, and I'm certainly aware and sensitive of the points that were raised by Arlene and, the inclusion of our program directors, of our general managers and whatnot, and they may certainly, in her meetings with them, they may wish to, that's something that I suspect may well be something in closed session. And certainly I would expect that once you know, LSB, if depending upon how they choose to engage it, that can be something that may be in closed session. Looking at the variety of inputs that it seems would be appropriate for consideration here, I think that, you know, there are several things involved. Number one is that this has to be in bite-sized chunks, or else it can, you know, be the sort of thing that, you know, Bill, you were kind of warning against, you know, 10 to 12 meetings, and you really don't get to a specific end. And I think that the bite-sized chunks need to be rather explicit and clear so that we can, you know, move forward on it toward a resolution that's going to make some sense for, you know, everybody involved, or else, you know, what oftentimes happens is that you get so wrapped up in process that you don't go towards particular results. And I would hate to have that be something that we would end up in. So what I will do is to look at a first cut on this and, you know, see what kinds of things can make some sense. And you know, I'm trusting that certainly we can get your inputs, Teresa's, you know, Arlene's, and, you know, anyone else's insofar as seeing what will be doable and what can be meaningful on behalf of Pacifica. And with that, what I'll do at this point is to suggest that we, you know, consider this for email dialogue. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and we can move on with orders of the day.
Okay, thank you. And LaVarne, are you back? We couldn't hear you earlier.
We didn't hear from her.
Okay. Well, yeah, if there are any objections, I think it's a good idea, and I'll be glad to help with you, Campbell, too. And you know, so we can just continue this on via email until we have a more concrete proposal to bring to the board.
Terrific.
Okay. So you can put that in the minutes, I guess. I don't hear any objections to that.